Blog Talk Radio. Blog.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth, whereby we're here and we want you and you and you call a friend and tell a friend. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're doing an extension World Gospel. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We have always our guests, Brother Leon and our co-hosts. Amen. We'll be talking to you. Amen. Translating in different languages. Amen. As he come in. Amen. We're thankful for him. Amen. Always have to push 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Remember, God love you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, God love you. Press 1 on your phone, Brother Leon, and we'll be glad to have you. Amen.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Leon. How are you doing tonight?
Yes, God bless you. Yes, I'm doing good. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
We have another blessing to be around the world to talk to our people and to invite people to bring themselves to the Lord, and Lord will take care of them. By faith, we can go further, yes, and we can get what we don't expect. Hallelujah.
Yes. Those that are listening or those that will be listening, you can push 1. Toll free number 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And you can, when you press 1, amen, we'll be glad to hear what you're talking about. We're sharing tonight, today, wherever you might be having this recording, or you can go to your tape, your computer, and go to www.blogtalkradio.com /
JCIMinistry.com.
Ministry. Mm-hmm.
Ministry, okay. Yeah. So the phone number is 855.
Uh-huh. 236.
Okay. 855-236 again, and next?
2252.
Okay, 2252. 855-236-0252. That's a number offering to everybody around the world. C'est le numéro qui offre à tout le monde pour relayer dans le programme national.
We're going to read, we want to read to in the book of Isaiah to start the program off.
Isaiah. Uh-huh.
Isaiah
53
chapter.
Chapitre 53. You can go para se tomar pan bimbuento. So we're going to work it out tonight. Okay, you can go ahead, and I just summarize it after. Go ahead.
Okay. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the law of the Lord revealed?
Okay.
For he shall grow up before him as tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was bruised for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This is the gospel, good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ. Brother Leon.
Oui, ça c'est bonne nouvelle de l'évangile qui peut parler nous à propos de Jésus-Christ et qui bon rapport qui te gagne dans cet temps. Monsieur, prochainement, ma petite communauté et auditeur, tout prochainement, ma traduit mot à mot pour vous. So, I'm just let you read. I just read it for everybody and we can go forward. So, okay, I just apologize to them. Next time, you go word by word for them to follow. Okay.
The world gospel we would like to discuss tonight and today in this study. For those that are listening, somewhere, somehow, you have heard the gospel or the good news. And that it caused whatever it was that you heard, a message, a song, a letter, whatever it was that caused you to start thinking about your eternal life.
Okay, n'importe quoi, t'as qu'à recevoir une lettre ou t'as une nouvelle à propos de l'évangile là. C'est comme si un message vous voulez bah ou que vous t'as qu'à changer direction pour faire un changement, pour chercher de trouver la repentance. Repent, quand vous avez Paul de dit, repent yourself. So honestly. Okay.
And whatever it was, you decided to turn to Jesus Christ and the church, and you accepted
him
as your Lord and Savior, and you found the truth.
And you accepted him comme personnel, ou a besoin de la vérité. C'est la vérité qu'on a besoin de pouvoir accepter Jésus comme sauveur personnel et on peut être dans l'église.
And what we like to discuss and to study, there are many, many gospels out there.
Ça nous t'invite à voir ce qu'il y a pile qu'il y a de l'évangile qui a prêché, qui a parlé de Jésus-Christ.
They say they have the real truth.
Et il y a des gens qui ont la vérité, c'est eux-mêmes qui réellement ont la vérité. Find out. Okay. What watchman?
But they are not the real truth.
Mais ça va vous dire si vraiment c'est eux même qui vérité. Il y a douze qui apportent la vérité, mais c'est pas réellement eux même qui apportent.
So what have you heard? We would like to talk whatever you heard, and how did you find?
N'importe ce que t'attendais. N'importe ce que t'attendais ou t'as joint ou t'attendais. Mais grand plus recherche pour faire tout pour comprendre qui ça je lié.
Is the truth being stopped by some ways and some means, and we like to hear your opinion tonight today.
And nous t'aimons sous ta venue tout regarder au con et au penser qui ça lié au chercher la vérité qui lié. Bon, à ce là nous t'aimons maintenant des opinions et de qui ça. Ou de apprendre l'évangile là, parce que l'évangile là, en plus on a prêché, en plus on a dit que c'est vérité, mais ce n'est pas réellement vrai. Mais, ou même expérience que tu as fait pour qu'on ait qui ça que vous voyez, nous t'en aimons partager l'opinion avec nous, à ce soir.
Ok, Brother Leon, you can start us off. We were discussing once before about the different religions in the country of Haiti. We're sure there might be others are listening that have other opinions about the different other countries. But you can start us off now and possibly get some more callers.
Okay.
All right.
So, before I started, let me tell you what happened. During the week, I was listening to some news from Haiti. The Protestant, the Christian community want to bring a candidate to be president. And what happened, they're not put together. They separate, they divide by opinion or political opinion. So what happened, they don't share love to one another to know what they want together, to put together to reach it. So, you know, there's election in Haiti next month, that will be presidential election. So they start fighting now during the campaign.
And the
Christian community want to get their own president because, like I told you last time, in Haiti we have a voodoo, we have all type of religion. But the Protestant, commonly the Christian, they are in majority. But a lot of them from the lowest class to whatever level. But they can bring whatever they want, but they don't have the common way to get there. So it's a part of education too, you know. We pray God, it's like in Haiti, they pray God for freedom. In the middle of the world, they divide by opinion. That's the situation they're running now. So it's very important, you know, like for them to keep their prayer, to find the love they have before to one another.
Well, you know, Jesus said that we all should, you know, he wants to have love for one another, you know, and in this day and time, there are many, many different voices saying that they have the truth, and they always, the enemy always try to come and divide, for they won't be able to, all of us, work together. You know, if we all work together,
But, you know, the Christian community is so much in Haiti, they cannot bring the law for, you know, men to marry to men, women to marry to women. They cannot bring that law in Haiti because the Christian community is too much. And, you know, that will be, there's a lot of conflict, a lot of things around the world they cannot accept, even though it's a poorest country. But the belief in God is a lot, is so powerful there. It's a matter of education for them to reach the real power of the Lord, you know.
Yes. Well, you know, we're trying to communicate, you know, we're beginning to reach out, and, you know, through this medium to for those that are listening, and we have missionaries, they contact some missionaries will come, you know, and express themselves how they're taking the gospel, you know, the good news. There are so many saying they have good news, but it's not freeing, you know, the minds of the people.
Yes. Okay. Like if I'm translating for some Haitian, if they are listening at this time. Okay. Nous connaissons un peu le missionnaire aux États-Unis, un Américain intéressé, supporté, haïtien, qui a une bonne nouvelle que tu as aimé partager avec eux. L'amour que Jésus-Christ a eu, tu as partagé avec Haïti, parce que c'est toujours une ressource pour prêcher l'évangile. C'est toujours une ressource. On place qui est très en forme pour l'évangile. Tout. Like I can tell you that too, Haiti is a very nice, available place for Christian missionary to be, you know, mindly, you know, godly. Mm-hmm. They can be there and they enjoy some real good time. I can tell you.
Right.
It's like when you go to the beach over here, you don't you see the water, but you're scared of some chemical or some shark around or whatever problem you're around. But over there in Haiti, you see the blue crystal water. You can enjoy it for free. You know, it's like a little paradise. But there's no way in, you know, for people over there to enjoy it. But everybody travel, visit there, they enjoy some good life there. Quand vous notez, Haïti, c'est un très bon pays. It's a real good country. But it's a matter of political situation there. C'est une situation politique, like, pas bon. Yeah.
We need to hear, people need to hear that Haiti is a good country, because they're always showing the bad situation.
Bad way, yes. But there's a lot of construction in Haiti, too. They hide them. You know, some big hotel, some nice beaches that they can go from the south side, and in the middle, some nice waterfall, river, natural waterfall people can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And they never talk about that. And the place they call Maurice Saint Marc, the seashore over there is so beautiful. And we have what they call the Mediterranean Club.
Mm-hmm.
There,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you go there, believe me, you don't want to come back. Yeah, you don't want to come back.
Yeah.
So good time yeah. man. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's important that we get the gospel out, get the good news out. You know, heaven have golden streets in heaven, and heaven has, you know, rivers. That streets of transparent gold. Amen. And the seas are beautiful, like glass, and the sand is like white, really white, you know, like white salt, and beautiful, beautiful beaches.
Yes.
Amen. So they need to know that heaven is beautiful than Haiti, you know. They need to know.
Yes, they need to know that. But what happened, people need to keep themselves in prayer and put together to get the love Jesus Christ promote before, they need to promote it again. Même l'amour Jésus qui t'a mené longtemps, il y a besoin pour qu'un bel l'amour tout pour aimer une clotte. Love one another and prove it by the charity and move on together for the power of the Lord be continue to be blessing on people.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to do something better. You know.
Yes. In the 22nd chapter of Revelation, they're talking about John the Apostle John talks about how heaven looked. And he said in the first verse that I saw, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you know, I can tell you that. Okay, let me do that. In Haiti, if anybody don't talk about the Bible, most of people in Haiti know about the Book of Revelation. We always talk about the end of the world.
Okay.
End of the world, every single Haitian can tell you the world it to the end. That's the end of the world. That's the end of the world. That's something they know. They really know.
Okay.
But you know, apply it to be Christian is a problem. Like I told you, if you don't bring education to be serious and apply what you learn, that will be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, you have to get support. People got to continue to support you to get there. That's the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm. So if those of us that are listening and those that want to be missionaries, that's why it's important to bring some kind of support to the people, because the Antichrist, he wants to destroy all of the world, and he wants them to make them to come to him for support to live. You know, at the end of the world, he's going to have 666. And they cannot buy, sell, unless they come to him.
I can tell you that when you talk about the 666 in Haiti, they push that a lot everywhere. They push it a lot.
Oh.
People cannot be a Christian, but by visiting church, when they preach about the about the seven church in the Old Testament, about the revelation of seven church, and they know a lot about that. The wedding of the Lamb, they know all about that story. Believe me. they cannot be Christian to hold up, but they know about it. That's a big blessing. Big blessing, big warning, you know.
But now we see the difference between here in America and what we'll be preaching here compared to what is being preached in other countries. Why do you think that's so?
But it's, I mean, okay, let me try to say that in English and Creole. I believe that in United States, now, aux États-Unis, most of people have good life. En pile monde qui a pile bonne vie, ils vivent bien. They live without problem, without situation. So they believe that it's good, everything good, they're doing good. They cannot afford to keep praying or keep moving with the Word of God. But the difference in the Caribbean, difference in the Caribbean, c'est que mon n'a qu'un problème pour l'Éternel. And I live my life to the end, to the Lord, and He will take care of me. He will provide. Ma place la vie dans l'Éternel là, et la bon moi la sauve me c'est lui qui s'est met. So that's the big difference, you know. Politically, the country influence and bring problems around different social class. But in America, we don't talk about social class, but they can show you that, you know, they can give you nice words. They call you low income. Oh, you looking, you survive, you know. But in the Caribbean, whatever, they go by social class. You know, it's like labor class, middle class, you know, that's all the story that's different. But if that exists in America, that doesn't stay by words, that's go by presentation.
So I remember when, you know, in the book of Judges, whenever God blessed Israel and Israel got better and better, amen. They forget God.
That's what happened. Yeah. That's what happened. Most of the time now, you see, plus souvent, mon qui gagne, li néglige l'Éternel, il dit, oh, I cannot afford to pray, Lord, again. I'm not capable de prier encore, by your bonhomme. Everything is good for me. I have no time to pray. I have to take care of business.
Then we can see, amen. I'm quite sure that there are other countries and other languages, you know, Africa, Europe. Now look at the people in Europe now, really running.
Let me give you something real you might not know. Between 1960 up to 70, Jamaica was the best place to go to study theology. You want to be a pastor, you got to go to Jamaica in the university to study. And when you finish, you in missionary field, oh my God, that was a lot of good time to learn and to practice. And sometimes people stay there. That's why you find a lot of Haitians live in Jamaica. They pastor, they missionary, they don't go back to Haiti. Because that's old time. Actually, if you look for Jamaican as the best gospel, you will not find that. That's different. Now everything changed down. But what people don't realize, the Word of God never changed.
Yes.
You have a trophy from the Lord, you should keep it. You know?
Yes. So it's the matter of translating. You think there's a breakdown in translation to carry the gospel in other parts of the world.
Yes. Okay. If I see the translation, actually English is number one around the world.
Okay.
People might not answer you, but they understand what you say. Even they catch the main words, the key words, they understand you.
Okay.
English is number one, and the Spanish is another one too, a second one,
mm-hmm.
mostly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, English and Spanish
okay.
is the most language to practice around the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. So these gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is more than, you know, it's for the hereafter, but it's also for your soul now. And I think there might be a gap between everybody preaching heaven, 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 but they forgot God can provide here if they, you know, if it was translated right or if it was preached right. What you think about that?
It's not really when they talk about heaven, but when they preach about Jesus is coming, I think that will be a weakness. That will be a weakness for, you know, to break it down, to break it and people give up too. Because the way people are preaching end of the world, Jesus is coming, they feel like
coming. Hold on a minute, brother.
Okay.
We have another guest want to join us. Another guest.
Okay, that's
a 305. Last four digit 4271. You on
from Miami.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes. God bless
I'm sitting
you.
Here listening at the conversation.
Yes.
Right. And what I'm seeing is we really need to be led by the Spirit of God. You make certain you got the right spirit and he'll lead you. Now, I'm listening to the brother and it rings out to me from listening to Brother Leon.
Yes.
That the whole world got the same problem. Even Haiti.
Yes.
The whole world.
Yeah.
Now he says there in the text, he said he was wounded for our transgression. So you see, the gospel came down through the Jews,
mm-hmm.
and this is what Isaiah says. But he didn't say they was wounded for our transgression. You see, Isaiah saw this in the spirit. It was revealed to him. And talking about Jesus, and he didn't know his name. That's why they call him a he. But
yes.
I just wanted to put that in there because I think it's very simple. I've been listening at the prophetic and men who talk, you know, about the end times.
Yes.
And I desired listening and some study myself, I desire to see into it for myself. But the Lord keeps on showing me now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is the end time. So he
mm-hmm.
keeps pointing to men right now. And the problem is, Bishop, and you said this earlier, but I'm just repeating my own way. The problem is people don't know the truth.
All
if
right.
you know the truth, then the truth will make you free.
Amen. Amen.
You see, men are adjusting, and they are preaching about Jesus. You understand? But we are to preach Christ and Him crucified, not just His history and the historia, the history behind Him. He is a present agent right now. He lives in our soul. Amen. And you know the truth. And you know, much studying is one thing, you know, and we look at the Apostle Paul, this man was wise beyond his time. But he said, you know what, I give all that up. I count it as naught. I count it as doing that. That's what I might know him. Isn't that so? So this
all
is
right.
this is what I'm looking at here. Very simple. God gave Jesus not only to the Jews,
mm-hmm.
but to the whole world.
Yeah, to the rest
Haiti,
of the world, yes.
To Haiti. And believe it or not, we here in America got the same problem that Haiti has. I would wouldn't doubt to say that much of what going on in Haiti, America taught them that. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
so we need the gospel. And we thank God for what you're trying to do, Bishop, and what you're doing, because, listen, it ain't as deep and all unfamiliar as we make it. You see?
Okay, without disturbing your brother.
Go ahead, brother Leon, let him interpret it.
Yes, that's what he said. Like, we believe that. And, you know, this the problem. It's the end of the world. That's why the same problem in every corner of, like we call, like the four corners of the world meet together, because it's the end of the world. But the way they preach the end of the world, and there's some kind of witness, people say, you know what? So since I born, you tell me Jesus is coming, and I never see him coming. And when you say somebody something to someone, you say, hey, when I'm going to have this or that, you say, oh, when Jesus is coming, that's when you're never going to get it. You know, so so the way they understand that is really difficult. That's when he will never come in. But they believe about the book of Revelation.
Okay.
Well, they've spoken about it, so, you know. Yeah.
Okay, translate some of that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, n'a parlé de Haïti et le monde, comment la fin, j'en comprends la fin du monde, qui ont faiblesse là-dedans. So, intervention frère à cette fête-là, fait nous connaître. Même problème qu'il y a en Haïti, il y a aux États-Unis et tout. So, puis qu'on comprenne, c'est seulement le problème qui doit être plus grave, là, quand nous sommes situation, mais tout partout dans le monde. Même parce que parole là, il était annoncé à Juif premièrement, après ça, il était annoncé au reste du monde. Après ça, pour tout le monde comprendre qu'on est né, recevoir, l'accepter, Jésus comme sauveur personnel. Mais fin du monde, la fin du monde, dans son bail qui réellement, il y a tant de prophéties qui avancer, ça vient pour faire, à fait, et il a avancé graduellement. Mais ça va lui dire que, si j'en ai pensé là, je dis, voilà, quand on va voter, vous, et puis il va arriver. Mais il vient pour arriver quand même. Donc, il y a tout le monde besoin de préparer, entrer dans la conscience pour nous servir, mon Dieu, pour nous partager l'amour, à la charité, à l'autre. Jean, bon Dieu, demandez-nous. OK, we have to do things the way Jesus asked us to do it. Share love to one another. And believe the end of the world is not like a wind blows and boom, and you see him on the heaven. We have the book of Revelation give us the example what will happen. And all the signs, we hear the sound of the war, and we will see the war. We hear some noise. We will see what brings the noise. Okay.
All right. I want to give the phone number again. And for those that are listening,
you can call. Okay. Si vous voulez participer avec nous, carrément dans 855-236-2252. C'est le numéro disponible pour tous les amis haïtiens, tout le monde qui parle créole à travers le monde, ou capable de nous. Nous sommes des quatre coins du monde, de l'ouest à l'est, du nord au sud. Nous, là, dans Florida, et nous, bon Dieu, une opportunité pour nous aller à travers le monde, soulignant. 855-236-2252.
Okay. Okay. They can go to World Wide Web at www.
Yes, kabali su website la tu. www.jciministry.org.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
www. blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministry.
Ministry. Okay. Yes, that's for those that want to review the message tonight or to give it
ou
to
même qui
a friend
mis
or
message ou assure, et puis vous faire commenter nous sur les tout, ou qu'on va aller assurer sur www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries.
Yes, yes, they can take this and help get the gospel out. We're on Facebook as well.
Et soit dans Facebook, tout mettez le tout, ou abjoint les mêmes gens.
Okay, if we have any more callers, you can call in and press 1. And you would like to express yourself. Maybe you might be a missionary, or you might know some more information that you want to share. Maybe not Haiti, Jamaica, Africa, South America, any other parts of the world. And we see here.
Okay. Like I can say, we are the four corners of the world. Nous c'est quatre coins du monde là. From east to west, west à l'est, from north to south, nous là avec we are available with you. And we can relay, you can call now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, it was interesting, and it, you know, as well, is about, you know, the preachers, the different preachers, and what we're preaching in America, and what they've been preaching in different countries. I guess it's because of the needs of the people, how they want to trap the people with the false doctrines. You was talking about the different worships, you know, got Satan worships, doctrine there, and what other type of churches or doctrines they have other than Christianity?
Yes. And it's go ahead.
No, we were discussing the different type of faith that they have in Haiti.
Okay. But we have different type. Les toute qualité moyen mon quoi pour prêcher l'évangile ou bien pour parler de religion. But I believe some religion they take advantage of the economic financial situation to spread around the world. That's what I believe that happens sometimes, you know.
And that can be a great hindrance to the real truth.
And they get a big population to support, you know, by food assistance, daily food assistance, and they pass through food for the poor, they pass through Red Cross, they pass through everything, you know, to gain people. But they don't imagine that the soul for Jesus is the most important, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know for the ministers that are preaching. If Jesus Christ is the fulfilling of God's love, and yes, the end time is coming, but, you know, to now, hearing now, they have to accept Jesus now. Like one time we were discussing about their life going to be judged. Hearing now, before they can go to heaven, they need to follow Christ now, living.
Yes, you besoin suivre Jésus depuis qu'on y a. Quand vous dites yes, you besoin suivre Jésus. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, because it talks about in the book of Revelation that everybody's life going to be judged. Everybody's life is going to be judged in the book of Revelation on the things that they have done on earth. So when they get before God in the great white throne, he's going to judge them by what they've been doing on earth.
Okay, now, bon Dieu, vous jugez tout le monde par ça, vous avez vu sur la terre, qui responsabilité vous avez qui ça vous avez fait, qui vient que vous avez comporté tête. So,
Okay, notice in the book of Revelation, in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, and he was talking about, as well as the 20th chapter, was talking about the book of life, and it says in the 20th chapter of Revelation, the 12th verse, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which was written in the books according to their works. Go ahead, Brother Leon.
Yes, so gen apil bon nouvel ki pataje pou nou nan liv revelasyon nan liv apokalips a propos de Jésus-Christ. So autant qu'on accepte li, c'est autant que là vous capable changer. Mais plus souvent liv revelasyon bon information ou besoin sou fin de temps avec prophétie qui vient pour venir. Et comme comme une prophétie around the world. OK.
And
tout
en aussi and, and the sea gave up the dead which was in it. And
et tout monde qui mourir la mette mourir dans la mer pour vomir au bail.
And death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them.
Et tout monde qui était mort qui était fait mauvais route qui dans la fait pour ça la fait pour vomir au bail.
And they were all judged according to their works.
And you will judge moon to the point the travail t'a réglé.
And the death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Et Satan même côté de dans du feu à lui-même ni que pour prend tout m'en parler. Ça c'est ça va aller deuxième mort.
Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the
lake of fire.
Okay, that's the book of Revelation, and we all have to live. God is judging us on how we live here for Him as Christians.
Yes, that's it. It's a livre apocalypse by no, but 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 no, que mon qui parle un nom qui écrit dans le livre de vie a li pa la donne et puis tout connaît tout dans jugement dernier yo la mec mon qui mourir dans la mec pour vomir tout monde ça obay mon qui était mourir qu'il était faire mauvais chemin même l'enfer t'aller mon qui t'aller l'enfer dans mauvaise condition l'enfer qui pour vomir mon ça obay pour mon ça al tourner al prendre jugement yo et puis c'est alors que les monde va juger sur ça côté fait sur comportement sur qu'on soit j'en te conservé et qui responsable tout te gagne dans monde ça. Ouais.
Okay, we have any other callers that you know that before we close we getting close
avant nous fini, nous t'aimer un dernier call encore.
Oh.
Et numéro c'est 855-236-2252.
Okay, Brother Lamb, do you have any more thoughts or anyone else, amen, that's on the line here in the studio, amen, if you have any other thoughts about the gospel in the world, amen. Okay, we have our guest 305-4271.
Miami.
Amen.
Bishop, I have a Haitian descendant friend.
Okay.
And he came into my life when I really didn't care much about Haitian people, 'cause of the ones I had dealt with. And I won't forget it because I was studying the book of John, First John, and the Lord began to teach me about His love. And so I seemed like I was having difficulty getting it. So one day I had to go to the hospital and seemed like a bunch of confusion came up at the hospital. They lost my clothes. They, I was cold. I was weak and sick. And the people that supposed to help me, they just pushed me out there. They said, Gary, I ain't got time. I got to get back to my job and blah, blah. And all of a sudden, this brother, I didn't even know him. Didn't know his name. Mm-hmm. But when the man pushed me out in the lobby, listen, I was half naked, and you know it's cold in the hospital, and I wasn't feeling too good about it. They had long misplaced my clothes, and I wasn't feeling too good about it. And when he pushed me out the door, this brother said, "Y'all don't have to worry about him." The man said, "Why and who are you?" He said, "I'm his brother." And he says, "You don't have to worry about it." He said, "Give me his stuff. I'll see about him and take care of him." Mm-hmm. And this brother, I need to put my shoes on, my socks, and all. This brother got down on floor on his belly, and began to put my shoes on. I'm standing up against the wall. He began to put my shoes on. And what really got me, he looked up at me and said, "Brother, it gives me great joy to do this for you." Isn't that something? And when he said that, my eyes, some big crocodile tears welled up and I couldn't handle it. And in that moment, the Lord spoke to me and said, "This is what I was trying to show you about First John."
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? And I never forgot him, and my whole demeanor changed. So in what I said, we're looking to the end time. You know, we are projecting what is going to happen, but the time is not. What's going to happen is already started. You see?
All right.
And it's right back to what we are saying. We're looking to the end, but the end of all things is the love of God. You see?
Yes.
You got to walk in this love. Repentance is walking in the love. Giving offense, I don't care how much my God, have mercy, I don't care how much you struggle in your early days, in your childhood, you come to Jesus, you get a fresh start. And that's the truth. That's the truth. So that just won't relate that. And Brother Leon, I'm enjoying what you're saying.
Yes, thank you, thank you. That's praise the Lord. Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Leon. You can translate that a little bit.
Okay, so ça qui veut là, chaque monde. Non, ici, à travail bon ici, ou à connecter, à communiquer à mon, faut gombe pour souvent gagner la caillou, pour gagner l'amour notre corps, pour y en a clôt respecter mon, l'appeler des mon, mec chauffer là avec l'amour, you got to share love to one another, parce que l'amour y en a clôt, give respect to people, respecter mon, and understand people to one another, comprendre y en a clôt. Lo ap travay an kote, when you work in somewhere, ou ap travay an kote, you have to do your job with respect. Fè travay ou avec respect. And be professional. Fè kan tout baye professionnel, evite complaint. Ale doucement pou pa mele. Avoid complaint. Evite complaint. We are all in this world, and like we get in from the book of Revelation, nou tout se mèm. Book of Revelation, you go to pay, you go to judge by your behavior, by your action. Ou pas juger par action, a conduit tout. So be careful. You got to pay attention to you and to your friend, to your environment. So tout le monde doit payer attention avec environnement. Your environment is important. Your environnement important pour vous. People around you, we are all human beings, not to say you may. We have to keep respect for one another, love one another, like Jesus Christ do it. Remet tout moun yon aklot kakou Jésus te fel. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what else?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
He brought me back when, you know, we was a poor family. I think I was beyond poor when this church. I never knew. I always heard all things about church, and these people brought food to my house one day, and we were sitting on the old porch, screen porch.
Yes.
And they knocked on the door in screen porch and said, "We come to bring you some food. We're from the church."
Yes.
And, you know, way back in the 50s. In the 50s, we...
Yeah, you know, they told me about that. You told me about that. Yeah.
And it struck me ever since eat up to the day, that love. I said, well, these people, I never heard such a... Church people don't do this. You
they
know,
don't do that anymore.
More.
No,
yeah.
You pastors don't go.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and you know that it planted that seed in me about the church. It was a whole different truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, that, but they showed me the love.
You know
that they that Christian have, and,
yeah.
and that seed, it stuck with me.
Yeah,
it stuck with me ever since today.
Yes, yeah. And they live like family. You live like family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But that's
all
old
right,
school. That's old school, huh?
yeah. We got to get back to it. We're in closing. We're in closing the program, and we're thankful, Brother Leon, and always Ella Garrett coming down, always, and we're gonna have Ella Garrett to give us a prayer. For the whole world,
yes.
or those that are listening, then Brother Leon, we want you to interpret that much as you can.
Okay.
And, for those that will be listening, we're praying that this program will go over the airwaves.
Yeah, nous pour finir là, on a prié pour
in the world.
Pour tout le monde qui a écouté à travers le monde, et autant que nous capables de traduire vous, autant que nous avons cherché ce que qui va Seigneur pour délivrer nous en bas situation pour tout moment difficile yo. Mais dès qu'on prêt, avec la foi, nous souhaitons un petit changement qu'a fait la caillou. Et si vous contribuez avec nous, participez avec nous, maintenant la main, les mains yon avec l'autre, nous voyons un pile miracle qui est capable de faire. Et donc,
okay,
vous voulez me prier ou bien vous prier?
Ok, but again,
you can want me to pray or you pray?
Let him pray first, then you come behind. You come
okay,
behind
cool.
him and you interpret, brother. You know, you come behind him.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for
Papa,
your great love that you have for us.
Pour nous, pour que
we ask you, O God, to instruct our hearts in these last days.
Oh, yes.
That we love one another. Help
us
love one another.
Lord, que nous
we know that all men cannot receive this. But if they just
open
their heart, come to Jesus.
Change que nous, dans nos Jésus. Papa, nous qui nous tiennent encore.
Thank you for this
nous l'aspirons, nous donnons merci.
Thank you for Bishop,
pour
Bishop Brother
nous
Leon. We ask
you,
O God, help us, O God, to walk worthy of the occasion where we are called.
Nous
demandons
délivrance.
Keep, O God,
moment que nous
passé,
keep the
world today. Keep
nous from
pain
là,
until you come calling
à n'importe quel
moyen. In Jesus' name.
Aidez-vous, sauvez-vous. Dans le nom de Jésus, nous prions. Comme ça, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay, Brother Leon, you want to say anything? You can give us a prayer, whether it's Spanish, English, whatever you want.
Oh, Papa, nous qui dans le ciel, là, nous remercions encore pour le changement que vous voulez instiger nous pour nous partager avec le monde sur Block Talk Radio. Et pour l'inspiration que nous connaissons, c'est lumière. Nous lumière. C'est qui seul chemin, nous la vérité. Pour capable changer que chaque monde ben dans la vie ça cap souffrir qu'on y a au besoin besoin changement au besoin délivrer au besoin restaurer la vie ça a besoin de travail besoin en libération ça qui problème finance besoin en direction tout l'amour Seigneur par le sacrifice de la croix nous prions changer que changer la vie ben santé et toute famille qui vient mais sous émission ça qu'au cas délivré et fait que joignez-nous à l'autre, quand on l'a mon Jésus qui t'a prêché dans tant longtemps, et même l'amour sacré continue jusqu'à ce qu'elle va retourner au siècle des siècles. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you,
yes.
Both of you.
God bless you.
Amen.
All.
We love you all and praying that God will give you your heart desire when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we thank you all. Amen. Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name.
And, tonight I would like to share the music with everybody. It's Delarie's music, Touched by an Angel. And
okay.
But I don't have no connection to let you listen to this music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe I have to talk to how we can connect to listen to any worship music too.
Yes, we'll talk and work it out in the studio. I want to give the call letters and the contact for those that want to view this program. Again, they can go to Facebook. www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, and as well they go to the website www.jciministries.org.
That's good.
Amen. All right, God bless you all.
Okay, merci beaucoup. Bon Dieu bénisse tout le monde. C'est un plaisir de nous être ensemble. Et là, on croit en l'autre là. Que bon Dieu bénisse toute famille, toutes amies. Écoutez, bon Dieu avec nous.
And you have a wonderful, amen, blessed time.
Yes, pour tout le monde.
Continue to pray for one another. We're going to
share. On continue à prier pour une autre l'autre. Et qu'on s'en rencontre encore pour nous partager par le bon Dieu ensemble. Pour le monde qui a venu plus près. Ok.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
We're going to finish a song about God save the children.
Yes.
Help your children. Don't let them fall.